Mm-hmm. And you call it a what?
Garner.
A garner. Now,
brain radio, either one is the same thing.
Now, upstairs in a barn where you usually kept the hay, what did you call that?
Hay loft.
Did you always keep your hay in the hayloft? Was there any place else in the barn where you could keep it?
Stacked it in on the floor sometimes. Sometimes stacked it on the outside.
Uh-huh. If you stacked it on the floor inside the barn, was there anything that you call that particularly? Any term that you used to refer to that part of the barn?
I don't think so.
Uh-huh. Well, you stack it outside, you'd call that a what?
Haystack, or a hay rick.
A haystack?
Somehow you made it.
Uh-huh. Well, what's the difference? What's a haystack?
A haystack's made square, that is made, well, it's round when you get hay on, but to make the platform square.
Yeah.
And the rick, they make it longer one way than the other.
I see. So, it's square versus rectangular. The rick is longer one way than it is the other.
Long one way, twice as long, generally. Two together.
I see.
They make it all in one.
Mm-hmm.
Stack, and just make it square, and then 10 feet square, and then round it up to a point.
Mm-hmm. Now, where would you usually put these haystacks or ricks? So?
Well, we generally put them out from the barn up east, but some inside the enclosure so we could stock.
Now, if you stuck it right in the field, what would you call that?
Call it a haystack.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear the term haycock?
Yeah, that's where they stack it from before it's going into this stack. Some call it haycock and some hayshock.
I see.
Piled up small patches all over. First they get up in windrows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go along and shock it, what they call shock, and some call it haycock.
I see, but a haycock's not permanent, then that will be brought in.
Take that then all in one place, put it in the stack.
Mm-hmm. I worked on a farm in Kansas one summer, and the man I worked for had 300 head of cattle, and we grew an awful lot of hay.
Mm-hmm.
And he stacked it all in the field, he didn't bring any of it up.
He couldn't stack it all in the barn, but he didn't find it big enough.
No, he had three big barns, and he still couldn't have put it in there. We bailed him. Oh, a couple of thousand bales, and you put it in the barn. But we made these great big haystacks out in the field. If you had cows on your farm, you had a special place to keep the cows, what would you call that?
Cow barn.
Mm-hmm. And what about the hogs? Where were the hogs kept?
We generally had a hog house that they made, or they on the pen. Well, the fat thing they had, they kept it inside. Yeah, they painted themselves.
Uh-huh.
Some house pigs they kept in the house.
What did you call the place where you brought your cows in to milk them?
Stanchion. You put them in stanchion.
In what part of the barn? Would you milk them in the cow barn or in the regular barn?
Cow barn. Cows are always kept in the barn itself.
Uh-huh.
Well, some places where I worked, they had a barn big enough to keep all Chicago bull in.
Uh-huh.
Have a cow barn.
Well, you brought them in into the cow barn and put them in the stanchion. And was there any particular name for that part of the cow barn, where the stanchions were, where you did your milking? You ever called a dairy?
Well, that'd be a dairy barn. But a dairy is where you keep dairy cattle all together.
I see.
So keep cows for commercial purposes.